Paris last night for Bastille Day celebrations there. Adele, what were you doing when you heard about these attacks in Nice?
Actually, I was in Paris at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, not in the crowd because I just really did not want to be, surrounded by thousands of people. I was lucky enough to be with friends. We have a great view of the Eiffel Tower from their window. And I only heard about the attack at the end. But I was looking at those colors on the tower. And of course, the Eiffel Tower took on all kinds of colors and blue and gold and of course, a French flag and all kinds of designs. And I was thinking about all the colors that the Eiffel Tower had to wear this past year out of mourning. And I was looking at this display yesterday thinking, finally it gets to display what it's supposed to be displaying, something that is, of course, patriotic and joyous and festive.
Red, white, and blue for Bastille Day.
Red, white, and blue and all kinds of festive colors. And it wasn't about mourning. It was about, in a way you could look at this thinking, well, we've made it through the year. And, of course, that's not how the evening ended because, as I said, as we left my friend's apartment, I started getting messages. And then I started watching the news like everybody else.
Nice is several hundred miles to the south of Paris, and obviously people in Nice are in shock today. Has that shock carried up to Paris? I mean, what is the mood there today?
I think so. It was sort of a very quiet morning today in Paris. It's just another level, another layer in the fear of people to go out and thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't be taking risks. We've been under a state of emergency for about 8 months now, and it's been renewed now twice if this next time goes through.
Right. Is there a sense among the French that the state of emergency is probably going to be with them for a while?
Oh, yeah. I was not surprised at all when President Hollande announced this yesterday on live television. It's funny. I think there's actually a sort of fatigue. I mean, I hate to say that people are blasé about this, but I think people are sort of a fatigue of all these measures because nobody believes that they actually are efficient.
Adele, you told us earlier that you did not go into the crowd at the fireworks display in Paris last night. Any other ways that you're living your life differently now?
I think I'm a little bit more aware of my surroundings. I try to be as quick as I can, as efficient as I can. I just got myself a membership to the City Bikes.
The bike sharing program.
In the city, whenever I'm in Paris, I try to use the rental bikes that are stationed all around the city. It's not always possible, but I try to think of ways that I don't have to go into the subway or public transportation. But I still have to. I am on the train a lot. Mm. You find workarounds. They're not going to really protect you completely, but you just feel a little bit safer if you do that.
Would some French say that you're overreacting or are others adapting and they get it?
No, I don't think I'm overreacting. And if anything, a lot of my friends do a lot more than I do. They really don't want to go in anywhere crowded at all. Many did not want to go to the fireworks at all yesterday. I had a plan, which I thought was a good compromise, which was to be at somebody's house. But some of my friends did not even want to get on the subway or anything like that. So, no, I think you have to do it as you judge best. Now I'm thinking about this. The colors of the flag. I took a picture of the Eiffel Tower yesterday, and at the time I took it, it was the colors of the French flag on it, and I thought it was just a really, really great picture, and at the time it was a very happy one, and then I posted it, and then when I heard the news, I just thought this picture means something entirely different now. I don't know what colors the Eiffel Tower will have tonight. Probably will be blue, white, and red. But again, there'll be colors of mourning.
Adele, we're going to leave it there. Take care of yourself this weekend. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.